this is very worrisome. And what's more worrisome is that Arizona has started a number of things, like the racial profiling bills, and the other states have followed suit. So we need to learn about things and speak about them early before other people follow in what we think is the wrong direction.
What sticks with you? I know you're not inside, you haven't really seen up close as we have. What sticks with you from everything Carlos has told you today that you learned in these last few minutes?
Well, I mean, just to know that people are in the Arizona hot sun, intense, that Sheriff Art Pryo has already said, go up to 130, 140 degrees. It's inhumane. I don't understand how that can happen in this country. It's not supposed to be able to happen in this country.
I have co-workers right now at the Sheriff Art Pryo press conference. They're saying that he's saying that he's on standby. If you would like to meet him and tour inside, he'll gladly show you around. What do you respond? Do you want to meet with him?
Well, unfortunately, right now, I mean, if he was here, yes. But he's not here, and I have a standing obligation with Puente families, and I really want to hear from them. I think it's not so much a tour of the facility that's important. I mean, we can see that right here. We can see the reality. I think what's important is the impact on our people, on aspiring Americans, and I would rather talk with them. Unfortunately, we have limited amounts of time.
Had I known
he was here, I probably would have asked to meet with him. But
aren't you afraid you're getting not the complete picture and factual information?
Here he is now.
He's here. He's here. Then I'll meet with him.
Okay.
Hey.
Yes, not right now. It's the only time I have.
Me too.
Yeah.
Can you arrange that? I don't know if we can have everybody.
Just my God.
Huh?
I'm not going in, don't worry.
hey, by the way, your husband, I was head of the federal drug enforcement in Burlington, Vermont.
You were?
And I am a very big fan
of
Ben and Jerry ice cream.
I was going to say,
that's
I don't think it was
I
my
eat,
husband.
I eat.
It's Ben and Jerry's ice cream,
he
yes.
He doesn't like Ben and
Jerry's? Oh, are you kidding? Ben and Jerry's, and they're supporting him too. So, yes.
I'm going to eat the governor's ice cream. No, I love Ben and Jerry.
Yeah.
And I was head of the DA in Burlington. I had an office there years ago.
When?
In the early, in 78 to 82.
Okay, we went in 81 as
well, you were
Bernie
there,
as mayor. Then. In 81.
I had a little office, and I could see the cows. We had to rent the office, federal, you know.
You could see the cows, not in Burlington in 81. You could not see the
well,
cows. I've heard about you, and I've heard you tend to.
Good or bad?
Well, we won't discuss that. I won't ask you what you've heard about him either, good or bad.
He seems like a nice guy. Of course, I'm with Trump. You do know that.
I do know that.
I know they have a little problem now.
Well, I think they disagree very strongly.
But he's a nice guy. He's the type of guy I think he can meet, and just like you. You seem to be a nice lady.
Well, we need to have discussions and learn where people are. But, you know, it is troubling to see some of the things, to hear some of the things that I'm hearing about Tent City and about immigration here in Arizona.
Tent City, I started at in August 3, 1993.
Yeah.
It's been 23-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. I've had four presidential candidates visit. Are you sure you want to visit?
Yes.
They were on the other side, Republicans.
Right. I think they might have agreed with you. I'm, in all honesty, in disagreement.
Well, you haven't seen it yet.
Well, but I'm, and that's it, and that's why I'm here. So, but I am in disagreement in your general principles on immigration and racial profiling. I mean, I'm sure that's no surprise. It's great. If you want to show us around, we'd appreciate it. Thank you for your hospitality.
Oh, come on. Where's
Where's my guy? He's right over there. He's working in. I think if we walk that way.
I told him to line this up in case you wanted a visit. I didn't know you wanted a visit, but
well, I know. I didn't know, actually.
It doesn't matter.
It was the last... I knew what I wanted to do was meet with the families that are affected by... And the, you know, this is Ground Central. No, I'm meeting with them afterwards, and this is Ground Central for concerns about immigration and racial profiling.
When you talk about politics, let me say one thing before we go any further.
Okay.
You have a right. I'm a big Trump guy. I endorsed him.
That's fine.
And I stick by him. Mm-hmm. And but we all, this is America, we all have a right.
Well, then I should tell you, I'm a big Sanders supporter. I endorsed him and I'm sticking by him. So we'll agree to disagree on that and maybe some other things.
Well, good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I am concerned when I listen. You're not concerned as you listen to Donald Trump talking about Mexicans and Latinos and Muslims and all the negative things he's saying? That doesn't bother
negative.
You?
Negative. He's taken out of context. You know how the media is.
Your
husband has to go through that, too. So it's out of context.
So do you hear, you don't hear trying to divide people from him, or you don't?
I don't see him trying to divide people. You have people running against him, which is very unusual for the so-called establishment going after Trump. And I think your husband kind of has a little problem there himself with Hillary.
I actually spoke out on that when that was raised. I said, well, it's a little bit of the establishment telling people how to vote, and I just believe everybody should be able to vote the way they want to vote, and they'll make their own decisions.
My main mission here is to let you get a taste of our tent city.
Yes.
The politics.
Right. Forget about that. Let's not talk about Trump or Bernie anymore.
I want to let you know I don't renege. I'm a Trump supporter. That
I'm
you
not
know.
Here. I'm not here to get
your
endorsement. Believe me.
I want you
me.
To know. I
no, and
know
we would
that.
Not. Yes.
If that makes any difference, I don't know.
None at all. None
so,
at all.
You'll
I
be
was aware.
Safe in the tents, believe
yes.
me.
You guys want to?